Hi, everybody. This is Ron from the Creation Lightship. And tonight's our special night to go on the Lightship for healing. And so if you're brand new to the program, I'll just explain that to you. You're taken up out of time. Remember, you're still here. You're a vibration. And when you're taken up out of time, it's when you're not here. Remember, you're being turned off and on continuously. You can think of like a computer 101010, or, you know, just thinking of a vibration being on off, like a light bulb in your house. When you have alternating current, everything gets turned off and on continuously. And this is the way the Lightship transports you out of time. So we're going to have some different healings here. We'll go to the Lightship. We may run over a little bit, so we have some time after the one-hour call here. So if we run over, it'll be because we're probably up on the Lightship doing more things. So this is a very special night, and we're going to first do a little intro for the Lightship. And if this is your first time on, go to Creation Lightship Healing. Click on it and scroll down to bring up the light being in front of you. It's about an inch or so down on the scroll bar. We'll be energizing her tonight. And she's a light being that's on the ship that was actually seen by someone. And I will just comment, some people comment to me, they say, gee, Ron, I really don't feel much the first time that, you know, I'm on this show. And then maybe after about a month or so, they go, wow, I can actually start to sense energies or see colors. So this is the way it normally works for most people as you get the densities taken away from you and off of you. Remember, we're in a lot of densities here, and that tends to keep us from actually seeing. Some people feel a lot of tingles in their body or warmth during the healing process. And so people ask, who's doing this healing? Is these 3D UFO energies? No, they're not. This is creation energy itself. Nothing to do with 3D UFOs, except some of the life forms on the Creation Lightship. Since the Creation Lightship created all life forms, there are people, we'll say, beings on them that look like us. And they may take their extraterrestrial life form before they incarnate. So that's the only thing that's kind of similar to UFO terminology. So the people on the Lightship, this is their first incarnation on the Lightship, and they're all light being status because they have not left the Lightship yet. So they're pure light energy. And all dimensions have physicality, and the Lightship does travel multidimensional throughout time and space. And the Lightship is doing the ascension, which you might be talking about or know about, of the 2012 shift. Maybe 2012, it may be some other time. It's hard to say. The Lightship knows when that's going to happen. I'm not privileged to that information. And what happens during this universal shift, everybody's kind of wondering. The Bible talks about Armageddon and how awful it's going to be. Well, what happens is that when the Lightship decides to do this universal shift, the whole universe that it created in the light is turned off completely. And when that happens, that allows the light to regain light territory, and the darkness falls apart, falls away, because they cannot hang on to the frequency of the light any longer, because it doesn't exist any longer. And this is the way that the light can reintegrate itself back into itself again. Unfortunately, just talking about our planet here, you know, naturally we're on what I call a prison planet. We have multiple incarnations here over and over and over again, and this is against your free will. Nothing is created that way on the Lightship. There's no such thing as karma. You have one life now, and that one life, you play it out until the life form that you choose to incarnate into dies. So on the earth here, you would pick a body, and when the life form were to pass on, then you would leave the earth plane and go to another location in the universe or of your choosing. You could come back here again, but that's kind of up to you. Everything is free choice, and the light only works in the now. And so all the predictions that we have and remote viewing and all everything like this that shows things that's happening into the future, that is the reading from the dark side. The people are able to contact and look at, investigate the dark side's agenda for the earth plane here. This is why I use the word horoscope instead of H-O-R-O, just think of horror, put a couple more letters in there, and this is your horoscope on how the planets are controlling you. And right away, anybody who is kind of questioning that, they wonder, gee, you know, it doesn't take much of a common sense to realize that if you're being controlled by planets, you don't have any free will. And if that's the case, then, you know, what happened to the light? Well, that's because we're on a prison planet here, and these energies are taking over everything in its consciousness down here. So people have to really backpedal to get themselves into a true spiritual nature. And our spiritual hierarchy that was sent here by the light ship that came down to us from the Galactic Federation has not ever been in spiritual integrity for as long as I can recall here. They were infiltrated by the darkness. This is why so many people who do the channeling and stuff, the information is not always correct. And it's just very, very sad. So the spiritual hierarchy has been released from this planet. It doesn't exist any longer because ascension time is here, and it's time for you to go inside to yourself, just like Jesus said, connect with the divinity inside of you in your heart center. This is the only true guidance that you're ever going to have. So with the spiritual hierarchy eliminated from this planet, now it's time for you to do your own journey, which is what you should have been doing a long time ago. Most people rely on these energies outside of themselves for guidance and healings and everything else. But remember, it's ultimately you that has the spiritual divine connection. And so people ask me many times to say, well, I listen to so-and-so and they channel so-and-so or this archangel or this other deity or whatever. How can that be? They're still doing it, even though, you know, these energies have left the planet, according to what you're saying. I go, yeah, well, the dark side mimics the light 99.9%. And it's very hard to understand and to discern the difference. The only way you can discern the difference is to drop into your heart center. And like what's happening now is the spirit from the earth is also doing the same thing. It's pulling itself away from its creations here because it must release its energy in consciousness from all of the thoughts and energies that it created so it can do the ascension. So it must leave here with a clean slate and be able to bring all of its integrity back to itself. So this is the ascension process that we're involved in now. And we're going to do a quick trauma release. I've had people commenting on that they'd like to have that. So what we do is the light ship, light beings do this work for you. Nothing for you to believe or understand. You just sit back and relax, and these energies are released from you. So we're going to go back, we'll go back 7 weeks from now, so 7 weeks from the past, and release energies from you that have caused you trauma. I do many types of clearings. I'm a light being, doctor on the creation light ship. I live in two places, down here and also on the light ship. I bilocate instantly, and I can see what's happening on the light ship with these healings. And also, I'm up there helping many different types of sentient beings in the ascension process for healing. So here we go. We're going 7 weeks from now in the past. So here we go. Sixth chakra cleared. Fifth cleared. Fourth cleared. Third cleared. Second cleared. First cleared. And 6 weeks. Sixth cleared. Fifth cleared. Fourth cleared. Third cleared. Second cleared. First cleared. 5 weeks. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, 4 weeks. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, 3 weeks. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, 2 weeks. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, 1 week. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, and from 1 week to now. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. So if you like, just kind of look upon your life. If you've had any real major traumas, they should feel distant to you at this point. The light beings do this healing instantaneously. They have your complete database of who you are since they created you. This is not the Akashic Records that people talk about here that the Galactic Federation has. This is true energy from the light ship, and they know everything about you because you're connected to the light ship by your spirit energy. It doesn't matter what you believe or what you don't believe. It doesn't matter to them because you're caught in illusion down here by the dark side's agenda. We're going to do another clearing. This one here has been very popular. This is the planetary cording energy. And unfortunately, like we said earlier, your horoscope, there's a lot of planets that have connected to you. And everybody knows, I believe, what cordings are. Cordings are negative energy cords that attach to your body and take away your life force energy. And also, in the process of taking that away, remember, it's coming from you to them, then the energy also comes from that energy to you. And so it's a two-way street. So you can be downloaded by, in a sense, like entities doing things against your free will. They can change your consciousness. They can, in a sense, activate implants that they can put into you. So these are the planetary cordings. I can go on and on with that information, but just sit back and relax. And we're going to release 10 energies right now from planets. As far as what they are, it makes no difference. There are hundreds of these here that I have released from people so far. So this will be 10 just to give you a sampling of how it feels. And again, take note of your body. Put out your little feelers and kind of sense and see how this healing is working for you. Here we go. Planetary energy number 10. We'll go backwards here. So disconnected, 9 disconnected, 8 disconnected, 7 disconnected, 6 disconnected, 5 seems pretty like hard energy to me. 5 disconnected, 4 disconnected, 3rd disconnected, 2nd disconnected, and 1st disconnected. So you may feel energy in your body maybe surging right now. Your body might be vibrating as these energies come back to you, where your spirit can come into your body and feel where these cords work. We'll do another 10. Here we go. So we'll just call it number 20. So 20 disconnected, 19 disconnected, 18 disconnected, 17 disconnected, 16 disconnected, 15 disconnected, 14 disconnected, 13 disconnected, 12 disconnected, and 11 disconnected. There we go. So I'll put some music on, let you just kind of contemplate this here. And we'll probably go to the light ship in about 15 minutes. So that'll be very exciting for all of us here. Parallel life clearing. And remember, the parallel lives only exist in the dark side. They created these for you. And the parallel lives are fabrication, artificial intelligence, if you would, of beings that look like you, a clone of you. Could be in 500 of these lifetimes at one time. And maybe 500 different Earths that exist. This is what I say when you have readings done or remote viewing, they're probably reading these parallel lives that are true and happen, but it's not the reality of the light. You know, the light only works in the now. Anything outside of the now is not of the light. And once you fully understand that, you're going to have a much higher spiritual consciousness of what's going on around you. So if it's not in the now, it's not in the light, because the light only works in the now, in the present moment. There's no predictions. Everything is changeable instantly into the next moment. This is how creations occur with heart energy. So here we go. Naturally, we can have hundreds of parallel lives too, maybe thousands of them. Remember, the dark side wants to steal souls. And this is one way that they do that, is to collect your energy in a parallel life, maybe torment you to death, cause you physical problems. Your spirit then is in agony, becoming wounded, and taking the spirit energy away. And also, when it comes back into you, maybe you go out at night when you're sleeping. Maybe you go into all these 500 or 1,000 lifetimes. And then you wake up in the morning and go, man, I have some really strange dreams. Or, man, why do I have this ache or pain in my body? I don't know where it came from. Well, those energies come back to you from those lifetimes. And if your spirit is wounded or has a physical condition or problem from a lifetime that it's experiencing, maybe it got hit by a car. Maybe in 20 lifetimes there, okay? Well, when you wake up, maybe you have aches in your arm from having a broken arm in another location, unknown to you. And sometimes if the spirit doesn't get healed, then that can manifest in you, and you can have a problem with your arm. May not be broken, but it could sure feel like it. So you want to definitely have this clearing if you wish to regain your spiritual integrity, because you're really not here all the time. So here we go. This is a parallel life clearing. And we're going to take you out of 20 lifetimes. Remember, this is like just a drop in the bucket to what you probably have, but it will give you some relief. So what I'd like you to do is to think of a physical problem. It's one problem that you're dealing with right now. Okay? And the light being doctors on the creation light ship are going to find that particular lifetime or those lifetimes and take you out of that so that you'll be able to do some healing work here. So maybe you have a twisted ankle, so just think of that. Maybe you have a sore throat or anything like that. Maybe you have a lung condition. So just think of a situation that you're dealing with, and the light ship now is going to help you with this process by freeing your spirit from these lives. So here we go. Remember, what happens to the body in those lifetimes are fabricated. They're not created by the light. So don't feel guilty by you being released from them. You know, there's no guilt involved with the dark side. Here we go. And also, they don't obey spiritual law. Here we go. So the 20th lifetime, so you're going to be released. 19 released, 18 released, 17 released, 16 released. 15 released, 14 released, 13 released, 12 released, 11 released, 10 released, 9 released, 8 released, 7 released, 6 released, 5 released, 4 released, 3 released, 2 released, 1 released. Okay. You might feel a lot of energy surging now in your body as your spirit has come back to you. Before it comes back into your body, the light ship has healed it of the maladies and problems that it was dealing with in those lifetimes. So you don't have to worry about coming back with a broken arm or a kidney infection or some type of major health issue. Your spirit is healed. So again, sit back and relax and just kind of contemplate on how the healing is taking place with you. And enjoy this wonderful experience here. energize the light being right now on your screen. So just sit back and relax. We'll put some energy into her. She's going to come in, and you may start to actually see the life form of her come into this picture. She'll become more three-dimensional, emit more light from her body. So here she comes. And remember, just you might want to blink your eyes a little bit just to kind of sample the energy. You will normally see your eyes become much brighter. The auric field will tend to glow, and a lot of people comment that she starts to float kind of off of the monitor screen and becomes more three-dimensional. Okay, there we go. And she's coming in. This is like love walks in. What we're going to do is bring in your spirit energy of all of you here. And we're going to let you experience your own divine spirit when you were a baby. This is quite awesome to experience. People wonder how they felt when they were a baby before they got into a lot of judgment, before they actually got started on the hard knocks of life here. So what we're going to do is bring the energy in through this light beam. And I'm going to count to 10. And at 10, you're going to be able to feel yourself as you were as a baby with the pure divine innocence and essence of who you are. So here we go. I'm going to count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, just sit back and experience your own divinity in your heart center.
Had a request
by Jim for a birth trauma clearing. I do two different sets of healings for that. One of it is like a spirit infusion where you're able to go back and reprogram each particular week of your conception along with going back through the 9 months for 36 weeks. So you can actually bring in more DNA into your body, activate that, and it can work with your talents and also physical things. But then I do another session where we go back and clear the emotional and mental energies of your parents, starting at 10 months, going back to conception. Then the divine spark from the light chip actually conceives you. So that we call the Immaculate Conception. And those kind of take care of this system here. But what we're going to do is go back 10 minutes before you were, we'll say, popped out here. And we'll do a clearing on that to see if we can help you. So here we go. Sit back and relax. Like I said, there's nothing for you to do. You can't move the energy or push it or try to embrace it or anything else. The light ship is doing this all for you. They're much smarter than we are. So here they go. So this is taking away birth trauma 10 minutes before you arrived here on planet Earth. So here we go. Cleared. I'll do the chakras. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 9 minutes, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 8 minutes, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 7 minutes, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 6 minutes, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 5 minutes, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 4 minutes, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Boy, that was rough. Do that one again. 4 minutes. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 3 minutes. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 2 minutes. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 1 minute. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And when you first popped out here and experienced life. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. Okay, I want to go to the light ship for those who are back east. It's getting late, so let me just see what else we have here. We have... we could do a water clearing, if you white. Yeah, everybody get a glass of water. We'll do that here, and we'll do that up on the light ship, okay? So I'd like everyone to get a glass of water, which will be charging probably in about 10 minutes here. And we have another clearing with, we'll just do eyes, ears, okay? So here we go. Just focus on if you have a problem with your eyes or your ears. And we'll have a light beam help you out with this. You're going to bring in some more female light beams through this picture of the light beam. So here they come. So stronger, 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 stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, they're here, so I'll just request some healing, and I'll see you back in about a minute, and we'll be going to the light ship. Now as we're doing this here. energies leave your body as the entities are being released from you. And we're bringing in more of your spirit, so I'll count to 10 as you come more into your body. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And coming in some more. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, what's so far up to now, this will work on the archives, but the lightship healings will not. So here we go. If you wish to still listen, you can. You'll probably feel energies, but you will not be on the lightship because they have to connect with you one-on-one during this live show right now. So here we go. If you have any animals or pets you'd like to bring up, you can. And you should have your glass of water ready. And we have people who are requesting to have this work as a mouthwash, or it could work as water for your skin, one or the other. So this is your choice. And we're getting ready to go up. You're going to probably feel the frequencies in your room change as the white light energy comes into your room. You're going to be going up through a white light tunnel. Remember, you're still going to be where you are, although you may have a little heightened consciousness and actually feel the energies. Here we go. We're going up right now, and we're there. The room that we're in now is the room which is the transporter room. This is where they do the body scan on us. So they're checking us out, seeing what type of physical problems we have. Remember, on the light ship, they don't work with emotional energies. That's an earth-based energy down here. They only work with who you are, your body, and they work with your spirit. So they actually take your spirit energy and rematerialize it over again in perfection and connect you up with your totality of who you are, you and your twin flame energy as one. And this is how the healings work. Down here, you're only one half of that. And here we go. We're going now into the orientation room. You're at free choice to select your doctor teams. And if we have any seers, you may actually see colors. You might see the light beams there. There's all different types, minerals. There's people that look like us, tall ones, short ones. You might see some like dolphins and whales there. There's all different types. There's floating magnets. There's orbs. So there's all different types of beings that are here to help us do healing work. So I'd like you just to pick on one particular issue right now for healing. And the healings work according to, as Jesus said, in a sense, according to your belief, according to your faith. So what does that mean to you? That means that the healings work according to how much genetic releasing you have done in your body. And so that's your consciousness, is what your body stores inside of it. It's not real necessarily what you believe right now in this lifetime. Remember, who you are, as far as your body genetics, is the belief of all of your ancestors. And according to that belief is how much healing you're going to be having as you go to the light ship. This is why I do sessions to release these densities, so you can be able to hold and have the light ship work with your densities to release more things out of you for physical healings. And mainly it's traumas that we deal with, emotional energies, which is why you have an illness. So we're going into the first room now. We're going into a long, kind of slow arced hallway. On the left side are the windows to the light ship. And straight ahead of us are some doors that we're going through. We're going into a pink room first, and I'm actually seeing on the light ship real time. And this pink room is there to help us with our auric field. We're going into a pink waterfall, so you may actually feel the water energy. We'll bring that down here for us to experience right now. So it's coming into your living room, wherever you're sitting. Just sit back and relax. Allow your body to have this sensation. If you don't feel anything, it works anyway. Men normally 1% can feel. Women are about 50-50. So don't beat yourself up if you don't feel or sense anything. It's working anyway. Next room we're going into is a room where they're going to help us release pain out of our body. There's many modalities there. Remember, you selected your doctor teams already, and they're helping you with whatever they can do to help you at this time. Like I said, your healing will take place according to the emotional densities you've already have released on the earth plane here, if you're able to hold the consciousness of light. Remember, the densities are not light energy. So if you can't hold the light, the healing may not be 100% for you. It's very, very simple. Going into another location, and this location is where they're checking out our, it's like our teeth, our gums, looking inside of our mouth here. You might find your saliva changing. They're putting some special healing lights inside of our mouth, along our teeth, along our gums, on top and below our tongue. Different colored frequencies are helping us right now in this healing process here. Remember, these healings are between you and the light beings. And you're up there also walking around commenting. You're in physical form. Whatever you're wearing right now is how you appear on the light ship. If you happen to be in a bathtub, they'll give you a robe to put on. So don't worry. You're not up there walking with no clothes on. And we're now going into another room. And we're in all these rooms at the same time, so I'm only seeing one room at one time. The next room is, they're starting to work with our nose, so looks like they're working with our sinuses. So you may feel energies change there. And we're going to be doing the water charging in about 1 minute, they're telling me, so just get your water ready. And this water charging, you have a choice whether you want to use the water for a mouthwash or to put on your skin. We're going into another room. This is where the beautiful dolphins are. Remember, each one of these doctor teams are comprised of three light beings. So they all come in groups of three. And there's three dolphins now. We're in a swimming pool that's filled full of this silver water that sparkles like diamonds. It has no physical weight to it. And we can swim very easily in this water. And it glistens and sparkles like diamonds. Very, very beautiful. So the dolphins are with you right now. If you wish to put your hand out in front of you, you can actually feel the dolphins as they move around you. You can pet their skin if you wish. And I'll let you have this experience. We'll put some music on. A lot of people enjoy this process, being able to actually feel a dolphin. Remember, open your heart up. This is how they connect. They don't work with mind energy whatsoever. It's all heart energy. Mind energy is from the dark side. Type of water, the liquid light energy water, silver sparkles like diamonds, and coming to us are the penguins. So this is very joyous. So we have three penguins who will be doing healing work with us. Again, request your healing. You want to feel their coats, their skin, you can. Just put your hand out in front of you and move it up and down, back and forth. Do it really slow. Remember, you have to have your body connect and tell you what you're actually experiencing. Just close your eyes and allow yourself to have this experience. It's quite awesome once you feel them. going into another room. This is where they have pure gold energy that's going to be coming into our bodies. And just sit back and relax as this energy comes into us. It feels quite nice. And here comes the gold energy. I'll bring it down here for us to experience. And we'll also bring in the energy of Saint Germain from the light ship. So here they come. Saint Germain along with this golden energy. And you may start to feel the presence of Saint Germain around you. Again, you can connect to your heart center and request healing and guidance. And the gold energy should start to now come fully into your body. You might actually feel your saliva change. You might feel the taste of gold energy, metallic taste inside of your mouth. So here we go. And here's Saint Germain for you to communicate with. Into another location, and they're working with our spine, our disc. They can be working with our muscles and ligaments. So again, request healing if you have any concerns like that right now. There's many light beings working with you. Another location, and this is another special room. This is where they have the large crystal shield, and in this room, this has the amethyst energy. And what we'll do, we'll have Jesus come to us. He resides in the light ship along with Mother Mary. So we're levitating in this special room right now, and we'll have Jesus come to our head, and you might feel his hands touching your head as you're levitating, and now Mother Mary is touching your feet. And they'll do their own particular healing on you. So this is a very sacred space. And again, just request your healing. And we'll see you back in a couple minutes here. I'll just let the music play to allow you to have this wonderful experience here. Remember, open your heart up and allow the communication to flow between your spirit and the divine within inside yourself. and now we'll go into another location. Again, we're levitating. We're in another crystal geode, and this has beautiful red crystals in it, and they vibrate quite nicely. They look beautiful, and we'll be in this room here, and the other masters, there's about 18 of them that are coming to us now to also provide us healing. So again, request your healing, and you may start to feel these hands of energy being placed on your body, and different vibrations will be coming into you during this session here. It looks like female energy to me right now. So you have 18 female masters working with you. Get your glass of water right now. Just put it in front of you, and this is your choice, whether you have it for a mouthwash, which you're going to be spitting out. You don't want to swallow it, or it can be used to put on your skin. So this is your choice, and we're going into one of the swimming pools right now, and we're going to have the swans come over to energize the water for us. There's three swans, so put your hands one side on the water container that you have here, one on each side, and we're going to be activating this right now. This takes about a minute or so to do. Just put some music on. You might feel the energy be connected to your heart center, and the energy will start to run down your arms into your fingertips. And you might want to just put out your like your psychic radar to actually see what's happening. On the light ship, you're seeing the many colored frequencies going into the sacred water that's being attuned just strictly for you right now. So it has special light codes in it for you for healing. Okay, the water's completely charged up right now for you. We'll just enjoy the swan some more here. And if you wish to put your hand in front of you, you may feel the energy of the swans as they're swimming around you. into a special room. This is where you were created on the light ship. And you're walking into the room right now, and I'll count to 10. This is what I call love comes walking in. You're going to feel your totality of your spirit fully integrate with your physical body. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And just enjoy this experience here. Request healing from your spirit as it integrates with you fully. Light beams will start to work with our toes and give us a nice little back massage and work with our bottom of our feet, massaging us. So if you want to take your shoes off, go ahead. and you might find your body moving spontaneously as you start to relax more right now. With our hormones right now, doing a balancing on that. We're also in a room where they're working with our immune system. We'll be coming back from the light shift in a few minutes here. Special room now where they're going to be working with our limb plans. To come back from the light shift, so we're going into the orientation room where the doctors are conferencing with us. Remember, the healings are between you and the light beings, and your healings take place according to your belief system, which is basically what's stored inside of your body as far as your genetic disposition. So this is how the healings take place, and the more you have released from you with these densities, the better the healing will actually occur down here. Because remember, your emotional body stays here, and that causes your traumas and illnesses. So we're ready to come back right now. If you brought any animals or pets up, they're going to be coming back down with you right now. You're going through a beautiful white light tunnel. You're coming back down, and now you're here. So for myself, I feel very relaxed here. It's just been a wonderful evening. I'll be at the Conscious Life Expo next weekend, so if you're in the LA area and you'd like to come to it, I'll be there. So blessings to all of you, and have a wonderful evening, and enjoy this wonderful healing. The light beam will stay activated again for probably about a half an hour, so you can enjoy this wonderful energy. If you wish to be on the mailing list, go to the bottom of the screen and click on it. Then you'll get a confirmation sent to you, and click on that over again to confirm. So I'll say blessings to all of you, and good night, and have a wonderful weekend. Bye, everyone.